Say you grow up the son of a famous general and the grandson of an even more famous one, and you've got seven generations of West Point graduates on both sides of your family. Pressure much? Yeah, that's a lot of pressure when it comes to deciding what to do with your life, right? Our friend Alina Simone spoke with a man with exactly that military pedigree, but chose a different path.
I think I initially interpreted it as my father perhaps being disappointed if I didn't go in the military.
This is Benjamin Patton. His father was George S. Patton IV, a Vietnam War general. His grandfather, General George S. Patton Jr. of World War II fame. You know, the Patton.
But I think it was more that history was pressuring me, and I ultimately chose a different path.
That path involved spending a year working as a blacksmith and farmer at a Benedictine abbey and working as a producer for public television. He also taught teenagers how to make their own films, an experience that unexpectedly led him back to the military.
Traditionally, when you shoot a movie, you shoot it out of order, and then you put it into an editing program, and you kind of...
3 years ago, Ben founded I Was There, a nonprofit that turns veterans into actors, directors, cinematographers, and editors by teaching them how to make films together.
You have a lot of veterans that feel very isolated from their families, from their battle buddies, from their therapists, from anybody they interact with, and that sort of feeds on itself. They're more and more isolated.
Some are struggling with post-traumatic stress after seeing combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, or Korea. Some are dealing with the regular stress of re-entering civilian life, marital, financial. But all of them are figuring out how to tell the story of what happened to them. Ben figured filmmaking could serve as a form of therapy, without necessarily calling it that, in part because a lot of soldiers
think it's not cool, it's not macho, it's not tough to go and cry in front of your therapist or talk about something that happened to you.
Filmmaking gives them the opportunity to approach their experience from a different angle, say by using G.I. Joe dolls as stand-ins for themselves, or making smart use of satire, like the comedy Red Tape created by Alex Brandt and Jamie Brown at Fort Belvoir, because dissatisfaction with military life isn't always about guns. Sometimes it's about pencils.
Hi, this is Special Brandt. I was calling to see if you received my paperwork.
I'm sorry, we have not received it.
Oh, well then, could I just drive it over?
And basically, it was them making a film about all the different things they have to file in triplicate to even get a pencil, you know. And so, by the end of the film, he's gone back again and again and again to the duty officer asking for how to get this pencil and to file this form and that. And by the every time he goes back, he's got more and more red masking tape around his body. And at the end of the film, he's actually wrapped up and he can't actually move.
Some of Ben's students have made PSAs about suicide prevention and PTSD and created moving personal accounts about coping with trauma. But the term PTSD was only first used in the 70s, and given all that they had seen, this got me wondering, did Ben think his father or grandfather suffered from PTSD?
I think they themselves would not say that they had post-traumatic stress, but I also think that I've met enough veterans that when I ask them about it, they say, look, Ben, it's just a matter of degrees. We all have it to some extent, you know, and if you're not willing to admit it, you're a fool.
American troops of General Patton's 7th Army move swiftly through western Sicily.
My grandfather, by the same token, struck a couple of soldiers in the summer of 1943, really at the height of his success in Sicily during the Sicilian campaign. And that cost him his job and, frankly, cost him the command of the Normandy invasion and almost took him out of the war entirely, and that may have been his way of expressing it. We'll never really know.
On the surface, it doesn't seem like Ben has much in common with old blood and guts, but the more Ben talks about his family, the more parallels I see. His father and grandfather were both soldiers, but also great raconteurs and filmmakers, both logged hundreds of hours of home movie footage. But there's also something attitudinal, this feeling of duty, almost devotion, Ben has for veterans.
You know, they appreciate it when you're paying attention because they kind of expect that you're not a lot of times. And so it's a nice surprise when you go, oh, when you say, yeah, I saw you in that film. I thought you acted really well.
After each I Was There workshop, he makes a personal phone call to every participant. That's 500 veterans so far.
Hey, Caleb, Ben Patton. How are you? You got a minute?
Yeah, maybe he never enlisted, but there are more ways than one to uphold a legacy. For the World, this is Alina Simone from New York.
If you want to see the video Red Tape, we've got it at PRI.org.